Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups. Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker. I am your host, Sam Breakgear, and today we will be discussing the PESO model, which stands for Paid, Earned, Shared and Owned Media, with Jacob Crompton Schreiber, a senior account manager here at Publicize. In this episode, we break down the differences between paid, earned, shared, and owned media, how they can be measured, and how Publicize decides what type of media to focus on first when we take on a new client. Jacob also gives his predictions of paid, earned, shared, and owned media for the second half of 2021. If you want to learn more about the PESO model and how to use it successfully to boost your PR coverage, then check out the complete guide to paid, owned, and earned media in 2021 on our website at publicize.co/guides. There will also be a link in the description of this episode. And if you like this episode, some other episodes you should try from The Loudspeaker are how to measure the ROI of digital PR, how to use storytelling in PR and marketing, and knowing when is the right time to get started in PR. But for now, on with today's episode.
It's great to be here, Sam. My name is Jacob Crompton Schreiber. I'm a senior account manager here at Publicize, and I've been working here out of our Medellin office for the past 3 years now. And yeah, really enjoying it. The city's great, company's great, and I love helping our clients grow. And I've seen a lot come through the doors in the past 3 years, and hopefully many more to come.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, I'm glad to have you on today as we'll be talking about the PESO model, and we are going to break it down into its most simplest form to start with by addressing what is paid media. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. So a bit of background, the PESO model is an acronym. So it stands for P is for paid, the E is for earned, the S is for shared, and O is for owned. Adding them all together, you get PESO. So yeah, the first one we can discuss is P for paid. So paid media is something actually most companies are already going to be doing. It can range from native advertising, so whether that's on social media or Google Ads, for example, and it helps put your owned or earned media in front of your audience to sponsored content and publications that can include that as well.
Awesome. And now on to the next one, earned media.
Right. So we've done P to E, earned media. So this is what the PR industry is mostly known for. It's all about media relations and basically pitching journalists to tell your story and getting your brand name out there. So that's kind of when people think of PR, they're probably most likely thinking of the earned media aspect, which is, yeah, meeting up with reporters, sending them pitches, working on stories together with them. But now it also includes influencers as well. Over the past few years, influencers playing an even bigger role alongside journalists as people kind of take a step back and have a wider focus on building not just relationships with the media, but also with influencers and kind of building an organic community around the brand by using earned media.
Awesome. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I suppose influencers could fall into either paid media or earned media, right?
Yeah, there's definitely crossover. I think it's an important aspect of the PESO model that all of these overlap with each other in some way. So we're breaking them down now into the four main categories, but there is multiple overlaps happening. So yeah, there's definitely crossover. If you pay an influencer, then yeah, that might fit into paid media for sure.
Awesome. Now for the next letter of this acronym, shared. What is shared media, Jacob?
Shared media is easier to think of as social media, basically. So getting your story out there and sharing your content with your audience, whether that's on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, any social media platform. And that leads to online word of mouth, brand engagement, and also the potential to go viral. I mean, hopefully that's for a good thing, but also companies can go viral for negative reasons as well. So anything to do with social media fits under shared media.
Fantastic. Now the last one, owned. What is owned media, Jacob?
So owned media is the content your company owns, quite literally. So this podcast that we're on now is an example of owned media, but it also covers, for example, ebooks, blogs, white papers, yeah, anything that a company owns. And these owned media assets are really needed to make your shared, paid and earned channels operate. You can't really do shared media or earned media or even paid media unless you start off with owned media and build up some media assets.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the importance of it until I looked into this further, and it became obvious that if a company is going to report about you, then they're going to check out your website and see what you got on there. And it's the exact same for me when I'm podcasting. If someone pitches to me, then I am going to go check out their website and see what they've got on there and essentially what kind of knowledge they're sharing. Yeah, that to me made it very clear that owned media is incredibly important. And to be honest, I only really saw PR as earned media when I first got involved with PR many years ago. And now it's become very evident that you do need a combination of all of these to really be successful.
Yeah, you need all four operating and kind of humming along nicely to achieve your main goals, right?
Yeah.
Like the PESA model, by doing all four of these and leveraging all four, you kind of meet in the middle of the sweet spot, and that's where you're going to see the fastest growth, achieving your business goals and so on, by leveraging all of these kind of slices of the pie. That's one way to look at them together. When you make the full pie and your dreams come true.
Now, how can someone measure paid media?
So yeah, if we kind of following on from what I said before we get into the granular details, it's important to know, you know, what your ultimate business goal is, right? So that comes first, and the PESO model needs to be built around that. So if it's, I don't know, increasing the revenue of your company, for example, that is going to be the ultimate measurement of all of these, of a PESO model, basically, because you'll know if the PESO model is working well and all of these things are overlapping and benefiting each other, and that's going to help you achieve your main business goal. But specifically for paid media, if we just focus on that on a more granular level, measuring paid media is a bit easier than some of the others, because, for example, if you're running Google ads or running ads on social media, that gives you a lot of data. So you can you can better track ROI through cost per click, and also how many leads you're getting from those ads, conversion rates. All of that data is available to you from your Google Ads dashboard, or whether you're running ads on Facebook or a LinkedIn too. You get a lot of data. So it's quite easy to see the ROI, and kind of if you're putting $1 into advertising, how many dollars you're getting back out of that.
Awesome. Now, earned media. How can someone measure their results and the ROI of earned media?
It's a good question. At Publicize, for example, we use tools like Muckrack to measure a few different KPIs around earned media. So that could be share of voice, where you're looking at your company or your brand compared to your competitors and seeing within the media landscape, like how much is your brand dominating the share of voice. That's one key one we look at here at Publicize. Social media engagement can be another good metric to look at. So if you get if you get a result published, you can go and look at how many times people engaged with it over to, or retweeted it or shared it on LinkedIn, for example. Articles with high engagement on social media are going to be the ones that resonate within the industry. You can look at journalist shares, the unique monthly visitors, how many people are visiting that website per month. In terms of leads and conversions, you can look at backlink referral traffic, how many people are going from a published result back to your website for a backlink. And that's just a few of them, to be honest. I mean, by combining all of those and more, we can help paint quite a good picture of how earned media is going.
Yeah, and I should say, if anyone is listening and they want to learn more about understanding the ROI of PR and why it matters, we've got a number of resources on that. There's an episode of this podcast where we interview Teresa, who is a senior writer here at Publicize, and she did a blog on exactly that, the ROI of PR. So you can check that out on our blog or on this podcast. But for our next letter shared, you mentioned it briefly there with the social media, I suppose KPIs, But how could someone measure shared media?
It's a good question again. I mean, it's quite similar to paid media. You can get a lot of metrics from LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, for example, around engagement, how many times people are engaging with your posts and the content that you're sharing, how many people are clicking back to the website, is your follower count increasing? And these can give you a good idea of how you're doing, right? But yeah, I mean, it's more around engagement for social media. There's also a few different platforms and tools out there, but also can, like Hootsuite and others, that you can plug into your social media to get a better track of things.
Build a robust communication strategy for your business using Publicize's digital resources. From toolkits to templates, our resources are available to everyone and anyone, just like this podcast. To scale and grow your business today, visit our guides at publicize.co/guides and be sure to follow The Loudspeaker wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. And now, finally, owned media. How could someone measure owned media and their KPIs and the ROI of their efforts there?
So for owned media, that can be related to SEO. So we could look at something like the site's DA score or PA, page authority score for key content pages. We can look at SERP rankings, how the site ranks on Google. You can also plug your website into Google Analytics and Google Search Console to see kind of traffic, leads, conversions, time on page. All of those metrics and KPIs can show you how well your content is performing. And so you can look at it from that side and also the SEO side. So it's kind of a two-pronged approach there to measuring owned media and how it's performing.
Fantastic. Now, this is my last question to you. And I would really like to know, what are your paid, owned, earned, shared, I don't think I got those the right way around, but you know what I mean, media predictions for the second half of 2021?
Yeah, you need to say them fast 4 times in a row now, Sam. Yeah, so paid, owned, earned, and shared. Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful saying it like that. So my predictions for the rest of the year, so let's start with paid media. I think there's been a rise basically in native, but also paid content as more and more people and publications see the value in it. We've already seen Forbes and entrepreneur.com have strong kind of paid media platforms and channels for founders and CEOs to share their voice there. Also recently this year, Rolling Stone set up their own paid contributor program, kind of similar to what Forbes and Entrepreneur have. So basically, yeah, it's a good channel for founders and CEOs alongside all the other parts of the PESA model to get their voice on kind of top tier publications, mainstream publications, and appear in front of their audience and share their expertise to them. So I think that's only going to increase. We've seen a few big publications, like the ones I've mentioned, have set up their own paid media contributor programs, and I'm sure more will follow in the future as well. So for owned media, we've seen that podcasts, webinars, and virtual events sort of boomed really a lot during the pandemic. And then there's been a lot of fatigue around them as well. Kind of a year of listening to podcasts and webinars and virtual events has kind of tired some people out. So these kind of channels are looking, they need to get creative, basically. So whether it's a podcast or webinar or virtual event, people can't be still attending these things week in, week out. So I've seen some of my clients have been adding gamification aspects to their virtual events to kind of keep things different, set up leaderboards in terms of like people engaging on their virtual event platforms, and also kind of limiting the time now. Instead of maybe doing a 3 or 4 day event, people are running and will continue to run short, maybe half day, 1 day events now. So it's kind of a bit short and sweet and deliver kind of high quality content, but in shorter bursts of the time to keep people engaged as the year goes on. I mean, people might go back to the office, but a lot of people are going to stay remote, or there'll be like a hybrid model where a few days in the office, a few days at home. So yeah, podcasts, webinars, virtual events are already getting creative, and they'll keep doing that as well. There's also another trend I'm noticing for owned media. I mean, it overlaps a lot with shared media as well. A lot of the brands already are and will continue to speak up for the rest of the year around trending topics, like we've seen with voting rights. In the US, brands, especially larger brands, can no longer really be seen as kind of living in their own bubble anymore and not commenting on what's happening outside the window, so to speak. So both large, medium, and small brands are increasingly stepping up to add their voice and weigh in on kind of big topics in the public discourse. And that's going to only continue as the year goes on, and kind of brands see what kind of pushback they get from certain sectors of their audience, but then push on as more support comes in for them for doing those kind of things. In terms of shared media, so we can see with a new social media platform, Clubhouse, which has really exploded in the past 3 to 4 months and even before that, and is now opening monetization options to help creators, to help the Clubhouse creators basically make money from all the shows that they're doing. So that's not going to slow down, and that's it. Clubhouse is going to continue to grow. We're already seeing Facebook, Reddit, and Twitter already trying to replicate its success with their own versions of Clubhouse. So that's going to be an interesting trend to watch for the rest of 2021. But I think why Clubhouse is really taken off is it's somewhere new, it's somewhere exciting. It's a new social media platform, right? And brands want to be seen there. People want to be seen there. That's where their audience are at the moment. So that's only going to continue in 2021 as brands look to actively engage with their audience across shared media, whether that's on new platforms like Clubhouse, but also existing ones like the Facebooks and Twitters and LinkedIns as well. For earned media, I think the predictions of what we've seen over the past year are going to hold as people really hone their pitches. And I think ultimately it still comes down to being at the right place at the right time with a creative and curated message. That's always going to be a winner for the foreseeable future, at least for the rest of 2021. And then, as I mentioned before, influencers are only going to grow. So reaching out to them, whilst not abandoning journalists, obviously journalists are the cornerstone of earned media, but influencers are only growing too. So reaching out to them, connecting with them, whether it's monetized or kind of a mutual engagement with them, is going to be really important. We're seeing email is still king, but finding people where they are, especially influencers, but also journalists, finding them on the social media platforms where they are the most and messaging them there is also something really important for relationship building too.
I think those were great. And I do have to say, even though I said that would be my last question, there is one last thing I want to ask you before we end today's episode. So say you get a new client join you. How do you decide where to pay the attention to the most for a new client? Like, how do you assess that? And how do you make the decision like, right, we're going to go for earned media here. We're going to go for owned. We're going to work on paid or maybe shared. Like, yeah, what is your assessment like and how do you come to these conclusions?
It's a great question. So something we've been rolling out at Publicize recently is the PBR, the Publicize Baseline Report. So by putting that together with a few different algorithms and kind of the metrics that we use to put that together, we can see where a client needs to focus. So we're looking at their ads, looking at their gated content, looking at their outreach, looking at their social media, for example, and in terms of how relevant it is for their industry. Like a B2B client with a large addressable market is going to need to have a different focus than a B2C client with a small addressable market, for example. So by using the PBR, it's been a really helpful tool that we've been using in the past few months with all our clients to help us focus, okay, where are they doing well, where they're not doing so well, and that kind of helps us align where we need to focus. Do we need to put more time and resources into outreach? Do we need to put more time and resources into getting their ads up and running? So that PBR has been fantastic for helping us work out where we need to focus our efforts with all our clients.
Excellent. Fantastic. Well, those now are all my questions. And the only thing that I have left to ask you really is if people want to get in touch with you, how could they do that? I mean, are you on LinkedIn or is there a social media that they can reach out to you on?
Yeah, I'm always on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn or you can send me an email at jacob@publicize.co or just send me a message on LinkedIn and I'll get back to you.
Super. Well, we'll include a link to your LinkedIn in the description of this episode. But otherwise, I want to say thank you for joining me once again, Jacob, and I appreciate all the knowledge you brought to today's episode.
Anytime, Sam. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and make sure you follow us wherever you get your podcast to stay up to date with the latest PR and digital communications trends. You can also find numerous videos on our YouTube channel where we break down complex topics and the best tips to help you scale and grow your business. If you're ready to take your PR and digital communications to the next level, book a call with one of our growth consultants today. And that's not all. Exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge. Just go to publicize.co/lspromo to book your call. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to having you here again soon.